This is John Rothman, and this is the Voice of San Francisco. We want to talk today about the protests that took place yesterday on I-80 and on the Golden Gate Bridge. And of course, if you saw the headline of this morning's San Francisco Chronicle, it was protests shut down major Bay Area highways for Gaza. I'm going to really make a point this morning, and that is this demonstration was not about Gaza. Not really. What it really was about was the desire of people who represent a particular segment of a community to make their voices known against Israel. And I want to be crystal clear about this. The situation in Gaza is a remarkably difficult and complex situation, which needs to be dealt with. But the local protesters who have shut down the freeways and shut down so much of what we do in terms of transportation here in San Francisco and in the Bay Area need to understand there was no mention of the fact that projectiles, missiles, rockets, drones were launched at Israel. No mention at all that a mere few hours before these protesters took to the streets, Israel was in jeopardy. And that reveals who they are. What they really are people who don't like Israel, who would like to see Israel eradicated from the map. What they're doing is they're buying into the Hamas narrative. And let's be clear, one can protest and object to a variety of things. I've been in protest movements for years on a whole broad range of issues. I always remember Berkeley, the place where the free speech movement took off in 1964. But the question is this free speech? No, not really. It is really an obstruction of traffic lanes. Yesterday, I talked with you directly about slow streets, and I pointed out how those are not necessarily a good idea and all the reasons why. This is certainly not a good idea. Let me tell you what the Jewish community here in San Francisco did when the Gaza situation erupted. They went to confined areas like Yerba Buena Gardens. They went to the front of City Hall, and they didn't block traffic. They didn't obstruct people's right to move. What they did was express their point of view, and they got great press, big press. So what are these protesters really after? They're really after making the point that they don't like Israel, that they believe that Israel is an obstruction, that Israel shouldn't exist. They do support Hamas, and I want to remind everyone that the Hamas covenant in Article 7 says, if a Jew should hide behind a rock or a tree, let the rock or the tree cry out, there is a Jew behind me, come and kill him. Please note, it does not say an Israeli, it says a Jew. Have the protesters, those who are now blocking our roads, have they said a single word about the right of Israel to exist? The answer is no. Have they spoken out against the terrorism of Hamas? No, they have not. What is the goal here? The goal here is to label Israel a genocidal apartheid state. And I want to be crystal clear about that. We know what genocide is. Genocide, my friends, was demonstrated by the Nazis during the Second World War. It was the obliteration of whole groups of people, Jews, gypsies, people who they feel and felt at the time were inferior. Well, let's be clear about that. Israel is not a genocidal state. If Israel wanted to commit genocide, there wouldn't be a Palestinian standing. No, that's absolutely untrue. And as for the point of apartheid, all you have to do is walk down a street in Israel to see all kinds of people from all backgrounds, Muslims, Jews, Christians, Arabs, Cicerans. You see every conceivable kind of person, Bedouins, everybody mingling. No, this is not a question of apartheid, nor is it a question of genocide. And yet, that is the cry. Oh, you've heard the chant, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. My little boy, who is not so little anymore, he's 31, asked me when he was just a kid, I took him to a rally, what does that mean? And I said to Samuel, what is the river? And his answer was, I don't know. I said, well, let me tell you, it's the Jordan River. And what's the sea? The Mediterranean Sea. And what's in the middle between the Jordan and the Mediterranean? Israel. That's right. That chant is the call for the destruction of Israel. Do you hear the people in these crowds protesting, demonstrating for the people of Gaza or Palestinians in general saying anything about that? And of course, the answer is no. I believe in free speech. I believe in the right of free expression. I believe that people have the right to protest and demonstrate as they choose, I even believe they have the right to chant absurd and frankly racist expressions. But when it comes to blocking a freeway, blocking a bridge, when it comes to disrupting the life and measure of the people who live in the Bay Area or anywhere else, that crosses a line. Let them use as their example what the Jewish community did. Let them go to the front of City Hall. Let them go to Yerba Buena Gardens. Let them take over areas where they do not obstruct traffic and do not interfere with the transit that people have in this city. And let them understand something. The battle for Gaza will not be won or lost here. The battle for Gaza and the future of the Palestinians will be only achieved when the Hamas makes clear its position. It releases all the hostages, which, of course, they are not prepared to do. In fact, I regret to say, I think many of them are already dead. When Hamas concedes that they don't just favor a one-state solution, which is what they claim now, that is the elimination of Israel, but they really favor a two-state solution, the idea of two states is something we can discuss and debate, but Hamas's position is one state, and that is a state without Israel. So when I speak to you today with some passion in my voice, it is because the hypocrites who are now protesting have the perfect right to protest, but they do not have the right, in my judgment, to be wrong consistently on the issue and not condemning Hamas. So let's see how this all plays out. But you can be certain this is going to increase and grow. And may I ask the simple question? Why were they not protesting what Iran did in directly attacking Israel? There is a hypocrisy here, which needs to be understood and be understood clearly. So speaking now, as someone who loves this city and who saw yesterday the demonstration take place, which had nothing to do with San Francisco, which had nothing to do with peace in the Middle East, had everything to do with the destruction of Israel, which would not even applaud the fact that the United States stands four square behind Israel. Oh, and let me say one other word. Three cheers for San Francisco and its political leadership, including Mayor London Breed, who has stood four square on behalf of Israel during this entire crisis. This is not a partisan matter. I don't care if you're a Democrat, a Republican, a liberal, or conservative. Don't care whether you vote for London Breed or Daniel Lurie or Mark Farrell or any other candidate for mayor of San Francisco. We as a city need to stand clearly and four squarely for the right of the roads and the bridges to be open, for Israel to exist as a nation, and for all terrorism, including that conducted by Hamas, to be condemned. We also better be very clear that when you use terms like genocide and apartheid, and you use it in that kind of pejorative fashion against only one actor, that is Israel, well, stop and think about it. Genocide was committed on October 7th, when Jews were ruthlessly murdered and raped. That was genocide. And have you heard them condemn Hamas for that? No, I haven't. Well, that's one person's point of view, and I know you're going to react, and that's what we want, right here on the Voice of San Francisco. I am John Rothman.